Well, before we go to break, for the last 2 months, busy Copley Square here in Boston has been a place for people to reflect on the Boston Marathon bombings. Since April, a makeshift memorial, a sort of shrine to the victims and survivors, took shape on the sidewalk near historic Trinity Church. Well, early this morning, a small crew took the memorial down, placing the items in huge plastic bags. Here Now's Alex Ashlock was there.
The first thing the workers did was unlace the hundreds of running shoes tied to the police barricades surrounding the memorial. The shoes, the teddy bears, the baseball caps, the American flags, and the other items will be dried and cleaned and eventually taken to the city archives. Susanna Crampton works for the preservation organization Historic New England. She was one of the volunteers helping take the memorial down this morning.
You can't but be touched by seeing this. I think everyone here would agree with that. I think we're all very happy that it'll stay preserved.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino made the decision to take the memorial down. In a letter to the families of the victims and the survivors, he said the respectful closing of the memorial will help everyone look to the future. Many runners came to Copley Square this morning to get a last look at the shrine before it came down. Kelly Cullen is from North Carolina. She found herself fighting back tears.
I don't know. I just wanted to see it. Just so tragic.
Sarah Norcott of Boston also included a stop at the memorial on her early morning run today. She said it was probably time to take it down, but she watched it happen with mixed emotions.
It's kind of sad that it's being taken down, but I don't know, it won't stop us from forgetting, you know?
The last thing I watched was volunteers carrying away the four wooden crosses, representing the three people who were killed by the bombs and the police officer who was allegedly shot by the suspects. Then Copley Square was back to normal. But it won't ever be the same.
Here Now's Alex Ashlock. To see a slideshow from the Marathon Memorial today, before and after, you can go to herenow.org. We'll take a break. Latest news is next. Here Now.